The depths are coming up shore. Gentle gusts toward another floor. Layered in between the sheets. Let the room address the changes within. Before adding another door. Then in due time we'll be led to the liar's sunrise. An old weatherman, through the honest summer breeze. Oh, leave me here. Go see the pier. You don't need me, dear. Oh, how I love the fear.
Some brand new music from Putty Waters. Don't you love that play on the words? Liar's Sunrise, released just this past January, and they are from Terrace, Northwestern BC. It's the third single from this release and was tracked in Kamloops, which is a really cool thing, at Holy Cow Studios. I got to check that place out. Love Kamloops, and I love BC. Now for an artist who was just nominated for their first Juno as well, for the album Strange Trip Ahead. This came out in 2025. It is Mariel Buckley, and we're going to play the song Vending Machine. She's on tour right now with another Juno nominee, Matt Anderson. They're traveling across Canada, performing from coast to coast. She's from Edmonton, Alberta, Wild Rose Country, and here is Mariel Buckley on the jukebox.
Something pretty, staring at the vending machines. It's always mother. Started out slow, couple years of training. Couldn't hold the hammer yet. Boy said I was entertaining. Lately I don't find I've got feeling to improve. Now that I got nobody to take my check home to, so I wait outside in parking lots. My dreams try to chase something pretty. Staring at the vending machines, it's always a choice between another aisle or staring at a color TV. One bad call after another. Now I don't want to worry my mother. Yeah, the kids come around. Outside in parking lots with my dreams, try to chase something pretty. Staring at the vending machines, it's always a choice between another round or staring at a color TV. One bad call after another. Now I don't want to worry my mother. One bad call after another. Now I don't want to worry my mother.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Gas me up, give me motivation. Tell me where we can't pick a destination.
That is South African pop sensation Tyla with Push to Start from the album Tyla Plus. She just scored her second Grammy Award for Best African Music Performance at the 68th Grammy Awards. I have a funny story about how I came across Tyla. We were in the car and my daughter and I were playing this crazy game, which is family trip, road trip, you know how you play games. And we all had to pick a song that was dedicated to one of the elements. So air, fire, water, earth. And she picked water. And apparently she's got this, well, not apparently, she does have a song called Water, but I hadn't heard it yet. Apparently it's massive. Now it's massive. But then it was barely heard of. And we're like, this is a really cool tune. I picked Ohio Players, Fire and stuff like that. But we were stuck on Tyla and listened to it over and over again and then realized that we were onto something and she became a worldwide sensation. Isn't that cool? We got music from Death Cab for Cutie coming up. We laugh indoors. Most people do when they live in Canada. They can't laugh outdoors all the time unless they're skiing or skating or tobogganing or something like that because shoveling snow sucks. Anyways, we got that coming up. The Bloodshots also are coming up. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. They're an indigenous-fronted rock and roll band. Going to play their single Every Time I Die, released in the summer of 2025. An outfit called Siba Last is on the show. We're going to play a song called Ghost Fight. It's an indie synth pop thing that I think you're going to really enjoy. And one of my favorite songs of 2019, this is The Unforgotten. Esque from Montreal and Tanya Tagak with a brilliant song that just crushes. Here it is on the jukebox.
We are the nation.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Time to make it true and finally get through to you. bird note. Do you ever see flocks of birds in your yard that show up in droves one year, but are completely absent the next? Take this flock of pine siskins swarming around a thistle feeder, their wings briefly flashing yellow as they flit about. Rather than adopting the common north and south itinerary you might associate with migrating songbirds, these siskins take a more nomadic approach. Their movements depend on the availability of food and habitat. It's called eruptive migration. In years when conifer seeds are scarce in the boreal forests of Canada, pine siskins might hang around in lower latitudes, say Southern California or Tennessee. The location and timing of these eruptions change from year to year. And sometimes, by chance, gigantic flocks of pine siskins get funneled into the same regions, leading to backyards full of siskins. While these flocks are a delight for birdwatchers, the dense groups of siskins can easily transmit diseases such as salmonellosis to each other and to other birds. It's a good reminder to keep bird feeders clean for our feathered visitors that can't always social distance when diseases spread. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all. And it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
You're tuned in.